in the morning.
So 7 minutes after seven is where we're at. And of course, we move along now to our next feature. Now, parents of eight Muslim learners at the Western Cape Sporting School out in Kales River are quite perturbed as well as angered at the moment. For almost 2 weeks, apparently, Muslim learners have been consuming food not permissible for Muslim consumption. And the reason for this is apparently the school governing body has elected to appoint a caterer that has no halal certification without the knowledge or prior knowledge of this reaching the parents. Now, this discovery was made, I believe, last week, Monday, when a parent was alerted to the fact that the new caterer at the Western Cape Sports School had been appointed, but of course they knew nothing about it. But joining us online for comment this morning is spokesperson for the concerned parents of the Western Cape Sports School, and that is Nadia Maimon Dikhra. Nadia, good morning. Assalamu alaikum. Thanks for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam and shukran so much for having us this morning.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, just to understand, when did your son, as well as some of the Muslim students, first become aware of the new catering service at school?
My son became aware of the catering immediately when he took his first meal at the sports school. When I asked him, Umar, when you saw the new caterer, did you eat from the kitchen? And he said, yes, Mommy, because I trust Mr. Khan. Now, Mr. Khan is the school principal and he is a Muslim. So I cannot blame my son for taking it on faith that a principal would not allow an halal caterer in the kitchen. And that is the why our kids ate from the cafeteria at the school.
Were any of the other parents made aware about the matter, or was it only when Umar had brought this to your attention did it become known?
Umar didn't bring it to my attention. Another person at the school alerted me to the fact that there is a new caterer. Mm-hmm. It was Monday night, and I told Umar to please just make sure on Tuesday morning that the caterer is indeed halal before he takes another meal from the kitchen. Okay. It was at that point that the manager in the kitchen told my son that this hasn't been a problem since the 1st of October, so why should it be a problem now? Because the 1st of October is when the caterer took over the kitchen, and that my son should take it up with the school principal instead.
Okay. Now, of course, why did the school fail to mention and notify the parents that the caterer had changed, especially with regards to the fact that it's not halal certified and there are Muslim pupils at the school?
That I cannot answer. I believe that there was discussions with parents about the change of caterers at the school. Okay. But at no point in time were we made aware that indeed it is now the caterer will take occupation of the kitchen on the 1st of October. But more importantly, we were not informed that the caterer at the time was not halal certified. When I started making my inquiries, the caterer told me that he is in the process and that the application is pending. They also informed me that they have proof of said application made to ICSA at the time. Upon asking to see this proof, there was no proof presented to us. We also have an email that states that the application is being processed and that it's pending. However, when I called ICSA, we learned that there was only inquiries made with regard to what the cost would be for halal certification, and no actual application had been made at the time.
All right. Now, in terms of communication with the school in regards to this matter, I believe you have contacted Mr. Khan. You know, what has his comments been like, and how are they willing to sort of, you know, work this out with the parents as well as the caterers?
The thing is, the caterers gave Mr. Khan the assurance that they are in the process. So Mr. Khan, I think, took it on face value, where they trusted the people. It's neither here nor there. However, what also really concerned me at the time when I called was that there was no Muslim person in the kitchen. So that is now double trouble for me, because firstly, it's not halal certified, and then there's no Muslim person in the kitchen. So that really raised alarm bells. When we met with members of the SUB on Wednesday and the school principal as well as the caterer, they've decided to make alternate arrangements for our kids from Thursday, the 10th of October, whereby the tuck shop at the school, Ms. Nazli Slamang, will be making food for the children until such time that the caterer has sorted himself out. However, our concern goes further because the school, Western Cape Sports School, is used as a facility for a lot of events that take place all over Cape Town. For example, from the 1st of December until the 15th of December, the Western Cape Sports School is a marking center for the Western Cape Education Department. Thousands of people converge on the sports school at the time, and half of them are Muslim people. So it is not just the case of the 9 learners. They have now decided to make alternate arrangements after we insisted. However, they're not apologetic about what transpired for the first 8 days that the children have been consuming this food. In fact, they're very arrogant. I've been sent a voice note from the SGP WhatsApp group where one of the parents is claiming that they don't need to appoint an halal caterer because our kids are in the minority. Now, wow. This is a gross violation of our children's rights, and the more so because they're in the minority. Does this mean that our country is going back to where if you're in the minority, then your rights don't count? And that is the important thing for us here.
Now, Nadia, just in terms of this caterer, have you been able to establish in terms of who the suppliers to the caterer are?
We were unable to, except that the principal told us that they buy from a Muslim butcher in Mitchell's Plain, and then other foods are delivered by Bidvest. Bidvest, however, is a supplier that supplies halal and non-halal food, so the fact that you mentioned Bidvest didn't give me any peace of mind at all at the time.
All right. A little earlier in the conversation, you mentioned that the school did or was in conversation with regards to changing of the caterers. Where were you and, you know, the concerned parents in regards to this communication at the time?
I was not aware. If they discussed it in a parent meeting, I wasn't present. But also some of the Muslim parents that was at the meeting also didn't know that they were going to change the caterer. So I don't know if the SGB could show them the dates of when this discussion took place with parents and maybe the minutes of the meeting. It would really clear some matters up from the SGB side. Also, they made a statement that they've spoken to the learners about changing the caterer. Now, the learners, most of them are minors, is not in a position to make a decision like that, yes.
All right.
We are very perturbed. We hope to be to contact the Human Rights Commissioner this morning, Mr. Chris Nissen, and then we will be taking this matter further because until even after our meeting on Wednesday, the SGB hasn't made any attempt to get the parents together again and to tell us what the way forward is, because obviously our children cannot be forced to eat from the kitchen for the rest of the year.
Just in terms
from
of...
From the tuck shop, I mean.
Sure. Just in terms of the halal certifying body that the caterer had inquired with, who was it again?
It's ICSA.
All right.
We also heard... confident that they did make an inquiry from the MGC as well.
Okay. And of course, in terms of the concerned parents, you know, have they met and how will they be taking this forward?
We met on Friday. We also invited some ulama to the meeting. The imam of the Kells River Mosque was present. And yes, we took a resolution that we will, for one, release a press statement about this to alert other Muslim people that might be wanting to make use of the facility at the Western Cape Sports School. I think at this time I must also tell you that the previous caterer was Felix. And... even though I know that Felix is halal, because my daughter was at Stellenbosch University and she had to eat at a Kosais Metanoia, which was the only halal eating Kosais at Stellenbosch University, so I knew that Felix was halal. But when I came to the Western Cape Sports School, there was no halal certificate displayed on the wall. I raised the same query with Felix at the time. You know, so it's not a matter of who is cooking the food. It's rather a matter of the supplier being compliant and being able to serve meals to all members of our society.
So just to confirm that the previous caterers did have halal certification?
Definitely. All definitely. Right. They made sure that they had a Muslim person in the kitchen, and they had this halal certificate on the wall, because at the time when I came to the Western Cape Sports School, I insisted that FedEx, even though I know you're halal certified, you need to have the certificate displayed on the wall in
correct.
The kitchen.
All right. Nadia, let's leave it at that for this morning. Of course, in a bit, we're going to be getting comments from the chairperson of the school governing body at the Western Cape Sporting School. But we do thank you for your time, as well as bringing this to our attention this morning. And that was Nadia Maiman-Dekra, the spokesperson of the concerned parents of the Western Cape Sporting School, speaking to us in terms of the new caterers that have been appointed at the school. However, no halal certification there. And of course, the parents of 8 Muslim boys at the school that are quite concerned about the matter at present. It's just gone 18 minutes after 7. We'll be getting some comment from the SGB after the ad breaks.
On 91.3 FM, your voice in the morning.
So 22 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning, and we continued the discussion with regards to the Western Cape Sporting School's decision to appoint a new caterer. But as we understand, that is not halal certified. Of course, the concerned parents of, I believe, 8 students, making this plea to the school, and of course, bringing this to our attention as well. But online, we do have James Eketelo, the chairperson of the school governing body, speaking to us this morning. James, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Now, James, just in terms of the reason why the caterer in the first place was changed, take us through the process in terms of appointing the new caterer as well.
I would like to first to highlight the root cause of all this, what is happening currently, because people might think it's just a governance which has gone wrong, or operational matters that have gone wrong. But if not forgetting their handlers behind all these things. Can I do that?
Go ahead, James.
Yes, this is a political matter. The Western Cape Sports School is a sick environment, or it's a sick institution, which is engraved in deep-rooted corruption, which is amounting to billions, if I'm not mistaken. Billions, public funds, money. Look, when I joined the school...
James?
The principal then, Mr. Latakhan, came to me and said, Mr. Chairman, I've got a forensic report here which I don't know what to do with it. I then requested to see the forensic report. Then we browse it. Then later on I told him, no, we have to take this to the SGB. Mm. We took the forensic report to the SGB. Then we asked the old members who are there. Then they said they are fully aware of it. And the people who were mentioned on that forensic report, some of them are still currently in the school, and they are on the other side, on the district's office. The education department.
James, I'm going to interrupt you there. We are pressed for time, so I'm going to ask you, how is that related to the matter at hand that we are speaking about this morning with regards to the school appointing a caterer at the school that is not halal certified?
There are pawns used by the corrupt officials of education department. There is nothing... Look, with FedEx, I want to go into FedEx. I was with Nadia. Nadia is a former member of the SGB. She is right in saying she raised the issue with FedEx not being haram. And the FedEx went to apply the certificate while they were still on the premises, and they were cooking for all the children. And nothing like this ever mentioned or ever happened. Why now? Because we employed a black company, and the people, they are crying as if heaven has collapsed. The same privileges which were given this multi-billion company, FedEx, why can we not offer it to this black company from Khayelitsha? Because now, FedEx was given ample time to make applications, and we did the same thing with this company. And mind you, the process of tendering went through. They came, the principal is Muslim. We have got a Muslim member of the governing body again sitting with us. These issues were raised in governing body.
James, so I'm going to ask, if these issues were raised before with regards to the previous, a service provider at the school in terms of the caterer, why did you not ensure this time that the caterer that you appoint has already been halal certified?
In virtue of being given that halal certificate, you cannot be issued the halal certificate while you are at your office. You can only, it's like liquor license. First, get the premises, then the inspectors will come and inspect you at your premises of intending to run a business. The same thing with the halal certificate. They had to wait until they came to the school, which is, I mean, normal. The principal, with their menu, requested, we need you to comply. Then they said, yes, they are going to comply, which they did. They are not cooking anything that is unhalal in the kitchen. Never.
James,
and
I'm
mind
going to...
you, this is not the us, the SGB, doing that. The SGB is there to respond to cries of two children or whoever at the school. The children complained about FedEx giving them rotten food or raw food or, old food. For that sake, we asked the children, they say they are fed up, let's change. Then the parents, they raise the same issue. So we took it upon governance now to say, look, guys, let's change FedEx. But
James,
that took a long time. It was not an overnight thing.
James, all right. Now, in terms of this new caterer that you're using at the school, you're saying they did not have time or premises, so to speak, in terms of getting a halal certificate or halal certification. Are they a new company? Are they a new caterer? Do they not have a track record?
They've got a track record. They've been cooking for the president of the country, two former presidents of the country. They've been cooking for, government institutions. But as we are speaking, they are based in Khayelitsha. And look, the majority of people that they are cooking for, if I go deeper, they are also questioning, like today, they've been called into a meeting where the black community, they are asking the validity of the Muslim-owned companies cooking in black township. If this is the case, why are hospitals in black townships now have been hiring Muslim-owned companies to cook for them?
James, I think you're missing the point here. This is not about black-owned companies or Muslim-owned companies. This is about halal certification and ensuring that the food you are providing to these Muslim children who are of the Islamic faith is certified halal, which ensures that that food has been prepared in the adequate manner for these children.
Let's take the matter into a broader sense, not just at Western Cape Sports School. Star Catering, as I'm saying, they went through the process. Nadia Mayman, she's got a sore grape. She stole money at Western Cape Sports School, which we reported to the department, and the department supported her, and they are using her again to make all this noise. She was a member of the governing body.
James, let's move forward. Let's move forward in terms of this particular caterer now getting the halal certification. We understand that they had inquired with, I think it was ICSA.
But is
the status?
What I'm saying, Nadia was a finance officer at the school where she was involved in financial mismanagement at the school.
Okay, and what about the other eight parents that are having a problem with regards to the caterers not being...
The other parent who is part of this, she tendered she tendered for the job. She was not successful. And this is so great. Because what I'm saying is, the children came to us to say, look, this is our position. And they said, we are looking at the matter. We have asked the caterer, the principal, if you see the email that the principal communicated with these parents, everything is above board, was handled. Because, look, I'm responding to the radio. We were never approached with the SGB, with these parents. We were never approached. As I'm speaking with you, we are bad with the Department of Education to speak to our own children, to speak to our own staff. Why?
Okay,
this
James.
Is a political, slaughtering. of the SGB at the Western Cape School.
James, I'm going
this thing
to...
of Aral is just a cover of what is happening on the ground.
James, I'm going to ask you to hold the line. We're going to get our headlines at the bottom of the hour. We continue the conversation when we return. Thank you.
In your news headlines at 7:30, President Cyril Ramaphosa will address the 6th annual Financial Times Africa Summit in London today. And internationally, Tokyo's fire department apologized for the death of a woman who was dropped from a helicopter during a rescue operation following a typhoon. And finally, Cape Townians will not be allowed to set off fireworks during Guy Fawkes, Diwali and New Year celebrations any longer. That's your headlines. I'll be back at 8 a.m.
Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
7:32 on this Monday morning is where we're at. We're currently speaking with regards to the Western Cape Sporting School in terms of the new caterers that have been appointed at the school without halal certification. Of course, bringing this to our attention are the parents of concerned Muslim students at the institution. We do have online the chairperson of the school governing body, and that's Mr. James Ketelo. Welcome back, James.
Yes. So, now, I mean...
James, can I ask you questions, James, and then you can respond to my questions so we can get to the bottom of this. If we're going to argue, we're going to be sitting here the whole day. So I'd like to know, in terms of the applicants that were received during the tendering process, how many applications did you receive in terms of appointing a caterer at the school?
We received a FedEx one. Then we received the Star Catering. Then the third one, which the principal could not submit to us, is the one for the Muslim parents. Then the one from Woodstock, they came to do the viewing again, but to submit their tender, I think it was too big for them. So it was four. It was four in the company.
Okay, so out of these four companies, the present caterer was the one that, in your opinion, in the school's opinion, had made the requirements.
Look, it's the requirements and our needs as well. We did not only look to the requirements. We looked requirements and the needs. And remember, we're talking about plus minus 500 children and the nine kids. Being the minority, we are not dislooking them. We are not undermining them as well. We are looking at them. That's why we said, yes, this is what we need. Start answering. Are you going to be able to? And they agreed. Then the principal asked, we have got a very big issue here about halal. How are we going to do about this?
Hmm.
Then they responded to say they are going to have a separate kitchen to serve halal children. Then we said no. That is going to kill your business, your profit margin. Make everything in the kitchen halal. Then we don't have two kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
And we agreed on that.
Okay.
Then the Muslim parent we have got on the SGB, then he said, I've cooked something on your menu, chops. Then we agreed again, anything that has got to do with halal, it needs to be taken out of the menu to accommodate the nine children plus our incoming visitors. We do hire the premises for events. So we have got a turnout majority also of Muslim visitors who come from outside.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not to say we did not consult. We consult, but we are being sabotaged by some corrupt officials who are using Nadia. Because Nadia, when we were even doing a hearing to discipline her, we were told by the secret manager we've got no right to do what we were doing. While as millions of money were being paid out of the school,
James?
Up to now, we are appealing to the national government if they can, because that school is a crime zone on its own.
Okay. James, just in terms of the consultation that you had had with the parents, did this include the Muslim students' parents as well, so they were aware that the change was going to be made in terms of the caterer that was not halal certified? Is that what you're saying?
My sister, when we request the principal to call a meeting, we don't call Muslim parents or Christian parents or Hindu or Jews. No. We've got also white children there. We call Western Cape Sports School parents meeting or Western Cape Sports School staff meeting.
Okay, when was this meeting held?
Yeah, I have to go back to my desk. The last meeting.
Which month was it held in?
If I'm not mistaken, it's this last month.
Okay. Now, how will you go about rectifying this matter in terms of establishing that this caterer does indeed get the halal certification? And in the interim, what sort of, ways are you going to make in terms of ensuring that these children that are boarding at the school, that they receive halal food, halal certified food, which they can
exactly.
eat?
Exactly. Thank you very much. The same way we treated FedEx, the principal, Mr. Khan, the principal, together with the vice chairman of the SGB, also insisted, look, FedEx had a Muslim person, individual, in the kitchen. Can we advise Star Catering to do the same? Which we did. The person is starting today. And from there, we asked them to buy from Muslim outlets to accommodate everybody, And the worst part of it, the SGB, we said to parents, because the school is making quite a lot of money, no parent is going to be forced to pay school fees or even hostel fees or whatever. Nobody, no child is paying school fees there. So what Nadia was saying that they lost a lot of income or whatever, she's talking lies.
James?
No parent. I was even threatened with arrest because I say parents mustn't pay school fees. I say to the department, they are stealing the money. So that is the money where the previous disadvantage can benefit. Why should we force the parents to pay school fees where the money is just going out of the school?
All right, James, what is the name of the current caterer that has now been employed at the school? And of course, what is the status in terms of them getting that halal certification? Because when the parents had inquired with the halal body just said that an inquiry was made. There was nothing on paper, so to speak.
I cannot speak on behalf of those institutions. I can speak on behalf of the school. What they've told us to say, this is what they've gone. So we have put a yardstick, in a time frame, to say, let's move with them and accommodate them. There will be time whereby we can raise an alarm. But it's not time to raise an alarm now. Everything takes time to do, to prepare. So we need to accommodate the way we accommodate FedEx. Nadia, she was sitting in that meeting.
All right.
With me.
James.
She was sitting in that meeting. So we are not going to be biased to other people and be open enough accommodating to other people. Why? Because FedEx is a white company. We are not going to do that. And we are not going to be bullied again.
All right. Well, James, thanks for joining us this morning as well as providing your comment on the issue. We do appreciate your time. We do have Nadia Maimon-Dekra still online with us for a closing comment. Nadia, we've got about 60 seconds to wrap up. Your final comment for this morning.
Final comments from me is that a gross violation has been done to the Muslim children at that school, whether the SGB wants to own up to it or not. Mm-hmm. James Cotillo can deflect from the issue at hand all he wants. The bottom line is that our kids' rights have been violated, and because the SGB is so unapologetic about what has transpired over the last couple of days, we will not let this matter rest. We will not let this matter rest until such time that the governing body show remorse for what they've done and stop deflecting from the issue at hand.
Okay. Now, just finally, have you approached the WCED as well as the Human Rights Commission with regards to this matter?
I have copied everybody in our emails, and I've asked them for assistance, and we've asked the WCED to investigate, especially the tender process, because we don't believe that the tender process was fair and open to everybody to apply.
Have you yet to receive an answer from them?
Yes, I am, because remember, it was sent only over the weekend,
yes.
So I speak people will be in the office today, and they will respond to our request.
All right. Well, Nadia Maiman Dakar, thank you so much for your time as well, for your comments on the matter. We do appreciate it. All righty, go
Shukran
well.
So much.
And that was Nadia Maiman Dakar, spokesperson for the concerned parents of the Western Cape Sporting School, as well as we heard from the chairperson of the school governing body at the Western Cape Sports School, and that was James Catello there speaking to us. So for those of you that have been asking, why did we not get the principal, Mr. Khan, on? That has to go through the WCED, of course, as you know. Everything had come through over the weekend, but also the WCED had mentioned that this was an SGB matter, so we'd have to speak to the SGB, which we have done.